Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying sunny skies and mild temperatures. In Jerusalem, it's a comfortable day with lots of sunshine, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, Israel is preparing for a U.S. blockade, warning of a potential surprise attack from Iran. Prime Minister Netanyahu claims Iran breached ceasefire terms. Also, earlier today, I-24 News reports that the IDF has taken control of Bint Jebel, expanding operations in southern Lebanon. Division 98 has encircled the town, launching an assault on a Hezbollah stronghold. Also, this hour. The Jerusalem Post states that the IDF anticipates wrapping up major fighting in Lebanon within days. Limited engagements with remaining Hezbollah forces may persist. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew warns of the economic impact of a maritime blockade on Iran. Despite the conflict, Iranian oil exports have surged by 37%. And finally, Al Arabiya English notes that Saudi and Iranian foreign ministers have discussed recent Iran-US talks. The focus was on developments following discussions in Islamabad. From X, the latest. Mia Dmaleki, an economic analyst, writing just minutes ago, highlights that a naval blockade could impose $435 million in daily economic damage to Iran. Middle East, _24, reports that the U.S. might release some of Iran's frozen funds after talks in Islamabad. In exchange, a 20-year freeze on uranium enrichment was demanded. Al Arabiya English shares that Saudi Arabia's foreign minister and his Iranian counterpart engaged in a phone call about the Islamabad talks, as per the Saudi foreign ministry. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Ynet report, Israel is coordinating closely with the U.S. following Iran's failure to reopen the strait. This perceived breach of ceasefire terms by Iran has led to heightened military readiness in the region. The situation remains tense as nations brace for potential escalation. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, I-24 News details the IDF's strategic encirclement of Bint Jebel. This move is part of broader efforts to dismantle Hezbollah's network in the area. The operation aims to prevent further cross-border threats and stabilize Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the IDF expects to conclude major operations in Lebanon soon. Remaining Hezbollah forces are withdrawing north of the Litani River. The focus now shifts to securing gains and ensuring regional stability in the aftermath. In earlier reporting from Israel Hayom Hebrew, the maritime blockade on Iran is discussed. While causing significant economic strain, it paradoxically boosts Iran's oil revenues. The blockade is a double-edged sword, affecting both Iran's economy and regional trade dynamics. Finally, Al Arabiya English highlights continued diplomatic efforts following the Iran-US talks in Islamabad. The dialogue aims to resolve tensions and promote long-term regional stability. The outcome could shape future international relations and economic policies. Turning to business and markets. First, in Israel Hayom Business, consumers are facing a major shortage of cottage cheese from key producers like Tenuva, Strauss, and Terra. This shortage extends to other dairy products, impacting daily consumer choices. Separately, Globes reports that recent security events are testing the shekel's strength. Experts are evaluating the currency's future performance and its implications for Israel's economy. And finally, from Mariv Business, a leak reveals Apple's upcoming smart glasses set to compete with Meta. This development could influence tech markets and consumer preferences in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.